Hello and welcome to Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios. Now here are your hosts, Charlie and Eva.
Hey, good evening everyone and welcome to Corporate Talk. I'm Charlie and I am here with Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hello, Charlie.
We are, as we say, broadcasting live from a secure bunker in Cincinnati. Let me also start off by saying the following segment is sponsored by the Vision Up Group. If you have visions of great success for your business, your team, your career, or just yourself, let the Vision Up Group turn this vision into real opportunity. Contact them today, visionup.com. So we thank Vision Up. And so, Eva, we're in the depths of winter, but for some reason in Cincinnati, it's not so bad, right?
No, it's not bad at all. This is not what I would call winter. It's been spring-like, so no, we're fine.
I just made a tragic blunder, and I sort of
talked about the weather.
Gave away where we're located. I have to look at the window.
Oops.
Yeah, anyway, we have a great show tonight. We have a great guest we're going to talk about in 1 second. I just want to just share some of what we're doing. Locally, we have University of Cincinnati, where we're going to be giving our CARE seminar / workshop at the end of the month, which is exciting. And Eva, you're doing some great stuff with some other organizations you'd like to maybe share.
Yeah, I am doing a lot of great work with the Starfire Council in Cincinnati. It's starfirecouncil.org for anyone that wants to look it up, or you can check it out on Facebook. And I am working with a young woman, Michelle Dunford, on a writing project here in the Cincinnati area, which what they call her capstone project, and it's called Write Me, I'm Yours. And we are asking different venues around the Cincinnati area to host journals, and each journal contains a poem, and from that poem is a prompt, and each journal has a theme, like there's dreams and race and sharing and love. So each journal has a different theme and a different poem and a different prompt, and we're asking people to write in the journals, and then we're going to take pictures of them, and we're going to put up all the writings on writemeimyours.blogspot.com so people can check that out. And that's been, we just started posting the journals last week, and we're putting more out there this week, and so that blog is going to start getting updated in a couple weeks. It's a really exciting project, and it's a great thing for Michelle and putting a new writer out there. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, and it's been a lot of fun.
So if anybody has any questions, just contact Eva directly, Eva at Core Coaching, Inc., and she will explain more of that because it's a great program. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting involved, right?
Right, and giving back to the community.
Right,
and connecting. So it's kind of a networking thing, too. So it's great.
Yep. So, what the mission is, right, as we know and we state every week, is to use all of our collaborative powers to make a difference in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And, honestly speaking, I have to say sometimes we stumble at that because we're here to give back, we're here to help, and oftentimes, maybe the message, I don't know, comes off selfishly, and I don't know if I should say that, but by the guests that we have, or it gets missed out there. And net-net, I think we could make more of a difference than we're making, right? And I say that, Eva, as a teammate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't want, the purpose of the show is not to have a lot of fluff, right? We have some real problems out there, and that's why mm-hmm. we're here. And one of the things that we're excited about tonight is, we have a guest that we had on early on in our tenure, and we believed in the message, and we believed in the vision and the purpose. And since then, X number of weeks have gone by, and, I could probably count, maybe I shouldn't say that, but, we need to have Gary back, and that's why we have Gary back. And I'd like to welcome our returning guest, Gary Spinell. So, Gary, are you out there with us?
Yes. Thank you for having me on again.
Yes. I didn't want to get too sidetracked with the introduction, but the point I want to make is, Gary, you know, we remembered you. We remembered what you do, what you have to offer. And since we spoke, things seem to have gotten a little more escalated, whereby I think you're needed now more than ever. Not that you weren't, but now more than ever, right?
I think you're right, because certainly a couple of years ago, we say, okay, there was a lot of people that are unemployed, a lot of people that are looking for jobs. And yes, we've had some reduction in the unemployment rate, and, you know, certainly there's more people been able to land jobs. But what is also really disconcerting is that even something I saw yesterday was that there is a greater number of people who have simply given up. And that really disturbs me. It's troubling. My heart goes out to those people. I've been there before. I've been unemployed three times and gone through that job search. I know the anxiety and frustration and depression and self-doubt that everybody goes through. But I want to be able to say to those people, no, look, don't give up. You will get through this. It's time to change your strategy, change your approach, and that's what the three of us are here to help you do.
Right. Why don't you bring us up to date and bring our listeners up to date with, you know, your website, what you have to offer, and this way they can maybe check it out while we're speaking with them.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very kind of you. The website is really just, it bears my name, Gary Spinel, GARY SPINELL. One N and two L's, I tell everybody. So GarySpinel.com. There is a specific page in there. A couple of different things. One, there is a whole list of web posts, blog posts on job search that you can read. There's a free job search newsletter you can sign up for. And there is a separate page in there called 40 Keys, which is this program that I've put together. And I know people say, oh, well, I've heard a lot of these types of things. I mean, everybody, you know, that people have something to sell. This is extremely different, and we can talk about it a little bit later, but it has to do with the human behavior side of a job search. I don't talk about resumes. I don't talk about LinkedIn profile. Yeah, I know how to use them. I certainly say get out there and do those things, but that's kind of where it starts. After that, if the rest of the interaction and your success really comes down to human behavior. I spoke last week to a group of about 40 people, and these were vice presidents and above, an organization that's been around a long, long time. And when I presented this information, and these are people that are pretty much in the know, they were, you know, I guess if I can say, blown away by what I was talking about because they had never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And but this is amazing where person who organized the function actually works at a major audit firm here in the Dallas area and said, this is amazing. And I said, well, that's kind of why I'm trying to get the message out, because it comes down to just like us talking and interviewing, that's human behavior and understanding the interaction and people's body language and all those things that go with it, and yet there's such a focus today on, well, let me make sure my resume is perfect and I submitted it online and I've got my LinkedIn profile and I got every word in there correctly. And, you know, that only goes so far. The rest of it is that human interaction. And when you master that, you can break through and land that job.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, that's in line with what we teach, which is the elevator pitch. And also the soft skills, right? Eva always says,
right.
Soft skills, we never learn anything about them. We always learn the hard skills, but never the soft skills. And this is the problem.
Yeah, and that's a great example. Because, for example, I tell people, or when I talk to people about an elevator speech, I said, here, let's talk about really what the essence is of an elevator speech and why you create one. And I said, yes, in a way, your intent is to create something in a very concise mode for you to be able to explain to other people what you're interested in. But the real basis of an elevator pitch is for you to be able to condense it down into a very concise mode and decide, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm good at, and this is how I'll change your company. Because if you can extrapolate that, it goes beyond your elevator speech. It impacts your entire strategy. And again, that's the subtlety behind that whole piece that has to go back. It goes back to human behavior.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And it becomes a part of you, so that when you do meet people, you can quickly and concisely say what it is you do and easily say it, so that people know what you do. Because so many times we meet a lot of people and they could potentially help us in our job search, but unless we know how to present ourselves quickly and concisely and in just a familiar and, I think, a casual way, really, without really just being pushy and salesman-y, you know, I think that really can go a long way.
Exactly. You hit right on the word, casual, because
mm-hmm.
what's happened is a lot of people rehearse that elevator speech and it comes across sounding like a very structured answer. And instead,
right.
when it's casual, it really you're talking about, I think, is your passion. And then when the passion comes forth, then it just rolls off your tongue. I've talked to a lot of people. I mean, I've heard lots of elevator speeches from people, and then I've had a chance to sit down with them for 20 minutes, and I'm going, that's not what you told me in your elevator speech.
Right.
And that's it, because they haven't been able to condense it, because they don't know how to craft it within their own mind, is to say, this is what I'm excited about, this is how I know I can impact a company. And see, these are the things where we sometimes sabotage our own search, because if we can't lock that down, how can anybody else help us?
Well, and I like what you were saying about when you actually go to sit down and you talk to the person and you get a completely different story, and you really then get to the kernel of what makes that person interesting a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's almost like when they give the elevator pitch, they're telling you what they think you want to hear instead of what they really want and what they really want out of their job.
That is so true. And see, again, that's why I keep going back to it. It's like, well, don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me who you are and what you
right.
want to do, because that becomes the essence of the whole job search process. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, to sit down with somebody for 15, 20 minutes, that's the beauty of networking, because that's when you really do understand and learn a lot about someone and go, wow, I didn't know you had all this talent. I didn't know you could do all these things. And on top of that, I didn't know you knew all these people. And that's
right.
why I find networking is so much fun, because it's amazing who and what people know.
Well, and I think what can be interesting, too, and this goes back a little bit to what I was speaking to earlier about my work with the Starfire Council. The Starfire Council works with adults with disabilities. And I've actually taught a couple workshops there around gifts. And what I found was if I just asked the folks in the workshop directly what their gifts were, even though I explained it, you would get some answers, but it wouldn't be until I would ask the other people in the workshop to tell me what this person's gifts are that you would really get the real answer. Right.
Yeah, right.
And so it can help also to have your friends or colleagues actually help you with that elevator pitch, or however we want to call it, when you're networking, to kind of say, to have somebody else kind of give you an objective opinion, I would think.
Yeah.
Any input you can get from 360 degrees around you is
right.
always extremely valuable.
Yeah, that's the new term, right? 360. And what oftentimes happens, if we're not careful, we 360 ourselves right into the ground like a corkscrew. You know, the way I see it is there's really no reason for any of this. I think if everyone would just take a breath out there, listen to people like you, Gary, and your book, and Eva, and the messages about, you know, social soft skills, coming out of your comfort zone, being who you are and not your perception of what you think they want you to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there'd be a huge change in the workplace. And so even if people reach out and, you know, look at what we're offering and buy Gary's book, attend his workshops, unless they get the message, you know, they're just collecting. They're just collecting. And then they're saying, well, that's not really working. If they need to be the change that they're listening to, right? And that's a problem, because, you know, they don't teach this stuff. So people are hearing it now for the first time. So it's not that easy to absorb and then master, right? So it takes a lot of training.
That's very true. You have to be willing to say, okay, I'm struggling in my job search. Let me consider that there's something different, a different approach. And instead of looking for what I call that silver bullet, looking for that one LinkedIn technique or that one resume technique that you believe, oh, this is what's going to get me noticed. This is what's going to get me my breakthrough, which seems to be where a lot of people focus because it's so addicting to say, oh, I can submit this resume online, almost instant access. But that fails so much of the time. And here's one of the funny things I see about human behavior is people are submitting resumes online. Their biggest frustration is they do the submission, they fill out the application process or form online, takes them 20, 30 minutes, and they never hear back. And they go ahead and do that again, and they never hear back. And they're getting frustrated and frustrated. And so what do? They go do more of that. I'm like, well, that's like taking your, a hammer and hitting your finger and going, well, I'm going to keep doing that. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Do something different. I think there's this mentality out there that no, I got to be on a computer. I got to be going through I've got to do resume and LinkedIn for it to be so extremely successful. And I'm going, you know what? It's that helps, but that's not going to do it.
No, I agree. It is addicting to your point, and the strategy needs to change. I think we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Gary, maybe we'll talk about changing the strategy and how we can get noticed. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva. We will be back in 1 minute.
Do you have a vision for your personal or professional life? Are you conflicted as you consider important life choices? Has the economy left you in transition, and are you looking to reinvent yourself? Let Elaine B. Greaves help you frame a new vision for your life. As a certified coach, Elaine will work with you to develop a plan of action to realize and master your objectives, to discover your personal power, and help you develop streamlined business priorities. Let her fashion a personal coaching plan to fit your specific needs. Contact Elaine at 216-759-3322 or through her website at elainebgreaves.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Let author Charlie Labosco show you how to build a better workplace. Charlie is looking to improve the workplace, and by that he means your relevance in it. Charlie has almost 40 years of experience inside the corporate workplace. He has seen unbelievable, mind-boggling change in technology over the years, but no real change in the day-to-day and sometimes toxic workplace behavior. For more about Charlie and his book, Care, Courage to Take Action Relevant to Everyone, Building a Better Workplace Starts with You, visit charliespeaking.com.
Okay, guys, we are back, and this is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva. And if you're listening on your computer, please dial in at 347-989-1363. And join the conversation. We're talking with Gary Spinell. You know, Gary, before the break, we were talking about, the addiction of simply posting your resume, and you're never going to get noticed that way. I just wanted to say first that one of the companies I'm closely affiliated with just had a recent consolidation, as they call it. And
yeah, right.
Right, and with that, they allow people to remain to get job counseling, and for an X period of time. But in this job counseling, where everyone reluctantly goes, basically what they're sharing is how to get your resume posted to all of the social websites to get out and get noticed.
Yeah.
And
You know, they have good intentions, but they're feeding the addiction, and the people really need to hear from you, right, how we can get noticed out there.
Well, yeah, thank you, and I appreciate that, and that's exactly the message that I'm trying to convey to everybody. It is, to me, almost addicting to work on your resume and work on your profile because it feels good. You have 10 versions of your resume, and you get done, and you go, wow, okay, I got something accomplished, but it's not where people are connecting, and you hear about other people getting jobs. And people say, oh, well, that person got a job because they, you know, they were a buddy or they knew somebody that knew the hiring manager. Well, okay, and what's wrong with that? I mean, that's the power of networking, and that's right. A huge piece of it. Now, there's two pieces here, I think, to what's going on. People talk about, I want to get noticed, and I say, I'll tell you what the real answer is in a little bit. But, okay, let's talk about there's ways that you can get noticed. Yeah, certainly if you have a good resume and you have a pretty good profile on LinkedIn and that sort of thing, and that's certainly a place to be. But people spend, I think, too much time on all the keywords that they think needs to be in their profile on LinkedIn. Instead, use LinkedIn and social media to reach out to other people. You can be in up to 50 groups on LinkedIn. You can get into groups related to your career, related to your profession, your interests. And there's thousands. Matter of fact, LinkedIn reached 200 million members just in the last week. And interestingly enough, they contacted me and said I was in the top 1% of profiles, of being the most looked at profile in 2012. So I was in the top 1% of the profiles that were viewed. And that's not because I have a great LinkedIn profile. It's because I'm in 50 groups. And actually, you can be in subgroups. And you can end up being in 55 or 60 groups before you have to pay for a membership. And I'm in there, and I'm talking to people, and I'm sharing information and sharing wisdom. And if you let's say, I don't know, pick something. You're an accountant. You're an engineer. You're an IT person. Get in a group related to that and share information about projects, about technology or cost accounting or whatever it is, and not be talking about, oh, do you know about a job? You know about a job. The way you get noticed is you share information that people say, wow, that person knows what they're talking about. And so that's the beauty of even having a website and having a blog. And people go, oh, my gosh, you know, Gary's saying build a website. No, you can buy or actually get websites for free, and all they do is it's a place to write a blog. And a blog is simply your thoughts on a particular subject. You write that, you post that, you can take that back onto LinkedIn, back onto other websites and say, hey, come read what I've posted. That's what employers are going to see. That's what they're going to look at. You can get into conversations on Twitter and actually engage in, of course, it's 140 characters or less, but you can do that and start following a company that you might have some interest in. Or let's say you heard that there was a job opening there. Well, you can start just engaging with people. So everything related to a job search comes down to interaction with people. You know, sometimes people go, oh, networking, like it's a bad word. But basically, if you're on social media and you're interacting, you're networking as long as you continue to have dialogue with people and build some of that relationship. Those are some of the things you can do to get noticed besides the traditional networking.
Listening to that, right?
Yeah.
Almost as if we have to reach out to the people that are working, right? Because they need time to prepare. You know, it's sort of like, we want to help everyone, and I agree. But these guys, this takes time, this takes practice to shift your thinking into, it's basically relationship networking, right? Who you are. It's not who you know, it's who you are, but who you know, and how you share who you are, right? It's not an easy task. I don't want to make light of it, you know. And I get a little leery with my guys, you know, my inner circle, my corporate inner circle, because they're very sharp and they're very defensive, and they would say things like, "Oh yeah, so now I have to stop what I'm doing and start being nice to people, you know, how is that going to help me?" So it's right? And You know, and these are the guys, you know, you said you spoke to some senior level people and you were amazed what they kind of missed in this message. And it's the same thing, right? It's almost as if they're lucky because next time it could be them, right? Seems like no one is prepared for this.
Very confusing.
You're right. There, it is about relationship building because you and Eva have had me back on because we've started to build a relationship. I put a blog out onto it's on my website, and then I posted it out onto some of the LinkedIn groups today. And it's exactly this comparison of, I compared it to the turtle and the rabbit, the race between the turtle and the rabbit. And the rabbit's the fast technology, and yet turtle is the networking. And the turtle still wins. But people have I believe, a negative perception towards networking, even though they know there's value in it, but it's because it takes a long time. That's the perception that it takes too long, because everything today is perceived to be very instant. You get instant access and you get instant results. Networking is something that takes time. You build relationships. But I gave the analogy of that. How many people have bought something on Amazon or any website where you go and buy a product? Amazon is great that you will see reviews of the product. And most people are influenced whether to purchase that product or not by the reviews. And I said, isn't that fascinating? You are influenced whether to buy that product or not by people you don't even know. Now, let's think of that in terms of how would you be influenced by somebody who you know? So right. If there was a job open that, Charlie, you knew the hiring manager at XYZ company, and you said that hiring manager said, you've got to interview Gary. That hiring manager is going to go, well, Charlie, Eva, I trust you. Bring him right in. That's how networking works. And you basically, it's like getting in the express lane of the job search process. And it does take effort and time. And that's where people struggle. They go, well, I don't want to do that. Oh, I'll just shoot them a resume or shoot them an email. It gets lost. There's thousands of other people doing the same thing.
Right, and that takes effort and time, too. So why not take that same time and put it to better use, right?
Well, yeah,
because,
yeah. And people say to me, well, you know, I'm not really sure how to network. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, networking is easy once you really understand what it is. It's not cold calling. It's not picking up the phone, because most people don't even use the phone anymore. I mean, today, if you go to a job search networking group, there's even meetup.com. You can connect with people on LinkedIn that are in your city. That, again, if you're in the same career and there's lots of job search groups, connect with those people and say, hey, can I meet for a cup of coffee? Or, again, if you go into a networking group, you're attending there, talk to a couple of people, and then say, yeah, let's get together tomorrow or the next day and meet at a Starbucks. I got to know where, I used to joke about this, that I knew where every Starbucks was in the city of Dallas because I had met somebody there. Well, then when you meet them, just like you said earlier, Eva, is that you get to know that person. And here's one of the magic keys of the job search process. I never asked that person if they knew of a job opening. I never asked them that question. What I asked them was, who do you know that I can talk to? And they always would know somebody and go, yeah, you know, you ought to talk to Susan. Yeah, you ought to talk to Eva. She knows a lot of people. And I would say, great. And if I was talking to Charlie would say, okay, you know what? I'm going to send an email to Eva, and Charlie would introduce me to Eva. And then all I had to do was contact Eva through an email and say, hey, you know, your good buddy Charlie told me I should talk to you. Charlie thinks you are just the bomb, Eva. I need to talk to you. And Eva goes, wow, that's great. I can meet next Tuesday morning. Let's meet. And we have a great conversation because it's, hey, what are you doing? Tell me about what you're doing and all the companies you're working with or all the people you know. It becomes a fun conversation. And then I say, now, Eva, by the way, who can you tell me who I can talk to? And, you know, and then you give me the name. And it just goes on and on and on. I call
there's
it multi-level
also,
marketing.
There's also a skill there, right? There's a skill there in that delivery and that communication. Like you said, I never would say, I need a job. Get me a job. You know, who's hired? You know, it's all in the approach, right, and the communication.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. One of the biggest things I would do is when I meet Eva and sit down, is the first things I would be doing is asking questions about Eva. Eva, tell me about yourself. Tell me your background. Where did you grow up? What are your interests? I want to hear what you've been working on. Notice I'm not even talking about me. And I want her to have an interest in me, but the key is to take interest in her, because if I can help Eva, I'm going to be top of mind with her down the road. And of course, that's part of building a relationship. And as you build that relationship, that's how it gets solidified, and she's going to remember me. Because Eva, in the end, becomes my sales force. So, when I'm not around, Eva's going to be talking to her friend Bill, and she's going to go, yeah, man, I'm going to talk to Gary today. He's a great guy. And then Bill, might even refer it on. That's the process. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does take time, but it's extremely effective.
No, this is great. I want to continue the conversation. We're going to take another break, and Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, we will be right back.
Elaine B. Greaves is a number one best-selling author of the book Unbreakable Spirit, Rising Above the Impossible, which she co-authored with New York Times best-selling author, TV personality, and breakthrough speaker Lisa Nichols. The book is a living testament to the unbreakable, unshakable power of the human spirit. As a speaker and leadership expert, Elaine speaks on success and leadership principles and coaches professionals and business owners on how to develop effective leadership skills, overcome self-imposed roadblocks, and take decisive actions that produce success in the areas that matter most. Let Elaine help show you the steps that you can take to set goals, ways to put your life on track so you can be the person God intended you to be. Whether you're looking for a keynote speaker, a speaker for an hour, or to convene a workshop or seminar for a half day or a full day, her message will inspire, captivate, and motivate your audience to decisive action. To find out more or to book Elaine, go to www.elainebgreaves.com.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayustetis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayustetis.com. That's Linda, BALLESTEROS.com.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
We are back, and we're talking with Gary Spinell, GarySpinell.com, and we're learning a little bit about the ways to communicate with the world, with the potential employers, with the companies, with your coworkers and peers, to stay current, stay active, so when you are impacted and need a job, your mechanisms are already in place to move forward and network. Now, Gary, before the break, and we could cheat, right? Me and Eva, because we're broadcasting live from the same location. We were talking about what can we do to be singled out? What are some of the things? I mean, you mentioned some of them, with the groups and stuff. But, okay, so, to the guys on the phone, they're one of hundreds that are looking for a similar job. How can they possibly make a difference and be noticed more so than others? What would you do?
Well, it's everybody, I think there's a tendency to look for that silver bullet, and instead it's like having a toolbox and you use every tool in the toolbox. Certainly you have a resume, you go out and you certainly go to job search groups and meet people. We talked about networking. We talked about what you can do on LinkedIn and interact with people. You can have a website, but notice everything is also, you know, is really about interacting with people and engaging with people. And it's really looking to help people. And I know that sounds strange and sounds actually counterintuitive when you're really trying to get information about landing a job. But the number one rule in sales, and guess what? You're in sales, folks. You're selling yourself. And that's why, by the way, why people struggle in a job search is they have to sell themselves. Most people don't like to sell, and what's worse is they have to sell themselves. And so they want to kind of just get to the point and go, look, I'm looking for a job. Can you help me? Because otherwise they turn into making their friends drink from the fire hose because then they tell them their life history. And those are some of the things that we do wrong. But the thing about getting noticed is that's such a small part of it, because if you have a good resume and you're doing some networking, you can at least eventually get your foot in the door. But you've got to do that through the networking. Because it's like everybody's trying to go through the front door, and there's thousands of resumes. Well, you need to learn to go in the side door or the back door, and that's the networking where somebody in your network might know the hiring manager. I've done that lots of times. I have a finance background. I talk to audit firms, bankers, insurance companies, attorneys, private equity firms, and I've networked with those people. And when I've heard about a potential opening, I go back to one of them and say, "Hey, I think your audit firm is on the audit firm that handles this company." And they go, "Yeah," and I go, "Okay, well, look, you know what? We'll get your resume into the CFO." Well, I just shortcutted the entire process, but I only did that by building up a network. Those are the ways. Those are some of the ways that you get noticed. And I'm going to flip this a little bit. And this is where human behavior comes into this whole process. This is what I was telling to these VPs. And, in fact, these were people that were conducting a job search. For a lot of these were ex-CFOs. And I said, here is the key, everybody. It's not about getting noticed. The key is about being remembered. Because think about the job search process. Even if you get in and get the interview, number one, let's say they're going to interview 10 other people that have exactly the same backgrounds and expertise and accomplishments that you are, because that's why they're interviewing all of you. The technical skills get you in the door. Well, as you know, an interview process can take weeks, if not months. So 6 weeks later, and they're looking at 10 resumes of the 10 people they interviewed, and the hiring manager's going, okay, let me see. I think Charlie was the one that, okay, see how critical that is? You've got to figure out a way to be remembered. That's where my program comes in, because we don't have enough time here, but it's about asking the key questions. You could say, I could talk to you for a half an hour and tell you how great I am and everything about me for 30 minutes, or in 15 seconds, I could ask you one question, and you would determine by the one question that I'm smarter than me telling you something about me for 30 minutes, right? This is human behavior, but when we get into the interview, what do? We talk for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And yet, because I keep telling you, I'm going, well, Charlie, I'm really smart. Charlie, I'm really smart. Eva, you got to listen to me. I'm really smart. That's basically what we're trying to tell somebody. But if I ask very intuitive questions, I'm going to be remembered. And there's many other ways to help be remembered in the process. Because here's another little aspect of all this.
Okay.
There is many, many, many studies by people that are smarter than me that say the average attention span of a person is about 15 to 20 minutes when they sit down and have a conversation, or they're like in a seminar or whatever. You know, after that, the mind really starts to wander. Well, if you're being interviewed by somebody and the interview is going to go at least an hour, and we all have this tendency, and that is for our mind to drift. We're going to think about other things. Even if I'm the hiring manager and I'm interviewing you, Charlie, and I say, well, Charlie, what's some of those funny, the classic questions? Charlie, tell me about yourself, or tell me about the greatest project that you ever worked on, and you're spending 5 minutes. I'm going to listen to that for 5 minutes, but somewhere in there I'm probably going, okay, let's see. I need to call Eve after lunch for that 1 o'clock meeting, and what am I having for lunch? We do that. It's funny, but it's also, while the other person's talking. It's
right.
human behavior. And so I've latched onto that and said, well, you know what? If I've got a hiring manager that's interviewing me, guess what gets their attention? When I compared it to Google looking for keywords. That's what the interviewer is doing. They're waiting for me to say the magic keyword where then their attention span, they'll jump up and you know, pay attention and go, okay, wait a minute, you just said the right word. And then they'll go, oh, tell me more about that. Well, the only way you can learn what's really critical and important to that hiring manager is to ask questions. I can't do it by just going in there and giving a whole bunch of canned answers. I have to ask questions. And the more questions I ask, they're seeing how intelligent I am, and then I understand what's on their mind to be able to take all of my expertise and give them the information about me that they want to hear.
Yeah, oftentimes we don't do our homework, right? We show up at the interview with what we think are all the right answers, but we don't know anything about the company, anything about, right, the type of work we'll be doing or the project we'll be working on. We didn't do our homework, so we can't really – we can't even begin to ask the right questions, right?
Well, yeah, that's certainly a piece of it, is that people need to do their research. And I tell them some really key pieces of information they need to uncover before they go into an interview. And that's not just finding out what they make and what, you know, what they produce and that sort of thing, because that certainly gives you something to talk about. But you've also got to be able to lock in on the hiring manager, because he or she has some very important things right there on their plate in the next 60 or 90 days. And you've got to zone in on that. Because, for example, you can. This is very typical. You'll get a question and say, well, tell me about when you worked on a project that encompassed getting XYZ implemented. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. But there's probably aspects about that project and implementation that, again, the hiring manager is trying to key off of. And so you could be sitting there, well, I worked on this project, and it took, and you know, we spent 6 months, and I saved $3 million. And then I worked on this project and saved the company $2 million. And I worked on this project and saved the company $1 million. And the hiring manager's going, that's great, but you didn't tell me the one thing I really wanted to know. I wanted to know if you had brought these projects in on time. Because I got five mm-hmm. projects here, and if I don't get these done in the next 90 days, oh, heck's going to break loose. Well, see, you didn't know what the hiring manager was wanting. So when you get asked that question, you can respond back and say, okay, you know what, I have lots of examples to give you where I've worked on projects. Can you give me more information as to what you're keying off of? Was it about saving money? Was it working with other departments? Was it about having them come in on time? Well, they're going to have to answer that question, and they're going to give you a whole lot more insight of what's important to them. See how this process works?
Yeah, and it's really interesting, too, because, you know, Charlie, like you were saying earlier, that a lot of people don't do their homework. But yet, if you're not doing your homework, how do you even know that you really want to work for that company? And if you don't know if you want to work for that company, then how that's kind of what you're conveying to the hiring manager. Is that you're ambivalent about the whole process. You just want some kind of work. It's not necessarily at their company. And then what do you bring to the table?
Yeah. You're certainly right. Everybody has to do that research. I find, if anything, most people have flipped over onto the other side and they say, oh, I have my target list of companies, and I have these six companies, and those are the six companies I'm going to target. You know, I have an IT background, so I want to go to work at Cisco or Oracle or, you know, Texas Instruments. Or, you know, and so they're more locked in that way is what I find.
Okay.
And if anything, I stand up in these meetings and I tell them, I said, I'm about to tell you something that's blasphemy. It's going to sound like blasphemy. Throw away your target list. They look at me like, no, every networking meeting I've gone to, they told me to have a target list. And I'm going, well, is it working for you? Throw it out, because I'll tell you it doesn't work. And then I tell them, I've had people that run these groups say, wait a minute, Gary, are you going to tell them that they can't have a target list? And they'll say, yeah, and here's why. And they go, oh, yeah, now that you explained it to me, that makes a whole lot of sense. I actually said that last week, and they have told their these people to get a target, have a target list, and I said, I'm not having a target list. And they're blown away. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying is, I hear you, Charlie, because, yeah, if somebody's not doing some background on a company, shame on them. That ought to be almost a basic thing. And if you're not doing that, well, then you're going to lose out on that interview automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I'm seeing is more on the other side is they go, oh, these companies are great. You know, here in Dallas at Southwest Airlines, everybody wants to work at Southwest Airlines because they have a great reputation. Well, that's great. But you know what? There's a lot of other places to work than that.
No, this is good. We have to take our last break. But I want everybody to stay with us because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this stuff. And then we're going to try to summarize the whole thing. And then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what's next for Gary and how we can reach out to him. So stay with us. We're talking with Gary Spinell. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva. We'll be right back.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Are you concerned about your job? Concerned about losing it? Concerned about being repositioned in the workplace? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, or even if you just want to be a part of the workplace improvement revolution, then join the conversation with Charlie and his guests every Monday at 7 p.m. Central on Corporate Talk with Charlie Labosco, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Okay, guys, we're talking with Gary Spinell. Gary, you know, you got me because I got lost in what you were talking about. And during the break, we were talking again, and I was saying that, you know, you said, but the person conducting the interview is waiting to hear if you brought the project in on time and under budget, right? And that's a very important thing. Not so much what your day-to-day activities are is as if it was what is your overall understanding of the business process, right? So I don't want to get sidetracked here. I just want to say I almost think we have to look first at why we're out of work in the first place. And, you know, whether it's a consolidation, whatever the reason is, we have to look at that and why we think that occurred. And we need to be more prepared to be a key person in an organization, right? We get paid good money. So if I was to briefly sum up what we learned here, right, and a lot of these, Gary, I mean, selfishly, I'm going to take away from myself. Oh, well, let me just add one other quick thing. I'm going to take this show to a company that I'm closely affiliated with, and I'm going to ask them if they would like to engage, you know, people like you in some of their impacted employee workshops, because I think it's a good thing, and I'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah, Charlie, that would be great. I would love to do that. That's really where I am in this process, is getting to the companies that are having some sort of reduction and say, yeah, look, let's give them some tools, give your people some tools way beyond their resume. Let's give them the right skills, because in my program, I help people stay upbeat and motivated and excited and and realize there's an opportunity for them here instead of, you know, the self-doubt that often can occur of being unemployed.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. I'm making notes here, right? So I have my Gary Spinell toolbox. So if I was, I would say to any candidate or any coworker, peer, or friend that was looking for work, I would say, well, let me see your toolbox. What's in there? Okay, resume, good. Groups, good. Social media, good. Are you engaging everyone? Yes, good. Good communication. Are you understanding that you have to be remembered? It's what's remembered more than what, you know, who you are. Yeah, okay, good. Are you understand that you got to do your homework to ask the right question? Yes, good, good. Okay, are you motivated? Are you motivating? I'm going to put all that in my toolbox. So that kind of sums up what I learned. And I think if we can do half of that, Eva, we'd be off to the races.
Well, and remember, there's actually 50 of these in my program, and we've only mentioned on what, 8 of them?
Wow. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what we do. How do we engage in your program?
Well, certainly it's on my website under the 40 Keys tab, but I've actually expanded the 40 Keys into 50 Keys, but it'll say 40 Keys on there as far as the tab. But again, GarySpinell.com. And one of the special things I've done is for your listeners, if they use there's a coupon code, just put in the word networking, which, gosh, it seems so appropriate based on our conversation, but they put that word in, and there's a 20% discount for your listeners specifically on that program, and there's three hours of MP3 audio going through these 50 keys that are in this program, and so if you like to listen, you can hear it, you can listen to it in your car, you know, when you're jogging or whatever, then it's all written out, so you get all of that in PDF form. The two books that I've published on the mindset of being successful and achieving your goals, those come with the program, and there's even a little 14-minute audio that's kind of to me, it's a kickstart. It gets you excited. It gets you going and says, hey, you know, these are some of the quick things to move aside and get you focused on and get you going, and that's all in the program. So this is what's making an impact on everybody when I go out and speak.
So these are basically, in addition to your book, they're basically workshops on audio. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Well, it's really I have 50 keys is what I call them. They're 50 unique and powerful keys to land your job. And though I walk through every one of those keys in the audio and in the PDF files that you get, of which we've talked, you know, briefly on some of those here. But those are coming full detail in the program. And you just, you know, you go to the website, once you purchase it, it all is downloaded, and you're on your way.
It's almost like meditation technique, right, Eva? You just keep listening to those 40 keys so that it becomes embedded in your behavior. Right.
So well, you know, it's certainly that's one of the things we haven't talked a lot about, because there's a good portion of it that is to me about your mindset. It's like you were saying, you know, there's that old analogy of that, what is it, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And that's exactly what we need here, is you've got to say, okay, I'm going to look at my process. It hasn't been working. Let me consider that there's a different way to go about this. You know, Gary's been laid off 3 times and then eventually learned how to do this. And the second and third time, I landed great jobs in a short amount of time and promotions and more money. And it's because I understood this human behavior, and I want people to have this. I'm not charging hundreds and thousands of dollars for this program. It's well under $100 for this program, especially with the discount. There's great information, but so much of it is, if you're ready mentally, you can learn about the mindset of successful people, how to look at all this as an opportunity, that there's something there for you, and take that on top of some more, many more tactics and keys that we haven't even talked about.
Now, it's interesting, and you know, we're putting out our newsletters, and one of the things we say in it is invest in yourself, right? And that's what this is. This is not a scheme to get you a job. This is investing in yourself to teach you how to communicate and collaborate, right? And then you'll take it upon yourself when you learn these skills, right? Then you are obligated to pay it forward too. And then you know, the world becomes a better place, right? I don't mean to be idealistic on everyone, but that's kind of how it works.
Right? This program's basically costing you 30 cents a day, you know, over the course of a year. And if you're making, you know, if you're earning, let's say, $75,000 a year, you know, you're losing $250 a day, you know, by being unemployed. So this is a major, major difference of how you can make an impact in your job search.
No, I agree.
Well, and I mean,
we
so easily just throw money away on so many different things, and why not, you know, take some of that money and invest it towards something that will really help you? That's what I never understand when people can't justify spending money on programs like this, because this is money well spent in my mind. So thank you for sharing that.
One of the keys here is that once you understand the true approach, it transforms your thinking in the way you view actually any problem. So it's not something you'll go, oh, well, this is only good for job search. Once you understand this whole human behavior process and the mindset of successful people, you'll use it to achieve any other goal you have in your life. That's the beauty of the program.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point I was going to make, exactly. And the companies would welcome you with this attitude, right? So not only will you get the job you need, you will become relevant in that job, which is what you want and which is what the company needs. So it's a win-win, right?
Yeah,
I agree. That was a good point, right? Oh, wow. excellent stuff, Gary. We need to stay connected. Like I said, I'm going to take this upward because, you know, what I do is I assess, right? And if there's nothing bad, then I move it forward. And I think this is all good. I would expect every coworker that I know now and share this with to be walking around with their virtual toolkit at all times, right? So that's my takeaway.
Yeah. If I can, in the program, I talk about one of the biggest challenges that people certainly over the age of 40, if not over the age of 45, have, and it's being perceived as being overqualified. I address that in my program as well. So those are the types of extra information and keys that are in this program that, again, I take a little different viewpoint of how you go about addressing that in an interview when you believe that that's what the resistance might be. So there's many great pieces of information for your listeners in this program.
Right, and that's always the one that they may be the first line of fire in consolidation, right, is the guys like me that have been around for a while, right? So that's good that you speak to them as well, right?
Yep, definitely.
Eva, any closing thoughts for Mr. Spinell?
No, Gary, thank you so much for being on tonight. I mean, the hour just flew, and we could definitely talk for another hour.
Easily could. And thank you so much to both of you.
The information you provide is just, it's priceless. So thank you again. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I've researched human behavior for 25 years, and that's why I come from a position saying I know this works.
Right, absolutely.
And like I said, we will be in touch, and we will keep you posted as to the progress, and we will share whatever we can to try to help promote what you do, because the workforce needs it, and that's the mission of Corporate Talk. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It's always an honor to be on your show.
Okay, Gary. See you soon.
Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too.
Bye, Eva.
Bye.
Eva, great guest, friend, collaborator, and I think there's a lot of good that can be had in the workplace if people would just check in to Gary's work, and that's something that we can help them with.
And they can check him out at GarySpinell.com, and you can hear the replay on either Tough Talk Radio Network or on my link at CoreCoachingInc.com under podcast. And remember that if you want the 40 Keys program, if you put in networking at checkout, you'll get a 20% discount for our listeners. So it was great. And Gary always brings so much, and he has so much great information, and he's a great guest, and we're always so honored and happy to have him on. So thank you, everyone,
excellent.
For listening.
Okay. Thanks. Gotta go. See you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
You've been listening to Corporate Talk with Charlie LoBosco, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.